Primos y primas, que lo que, welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God Are We There Yet, the podcast con tu prima favorita, soy Alicia Sanchez, and yes, this podcast is bilingual, empowering social good one conversation at a time, sharing weekly insights and inspirations from people adding their magic to make this world a better place. Whether you want to learn more about volunteer travel, being more socially conscious, or you love a good conversation that breaks down barriers while evoking pasión and emoción, this is the podcast for you. Grab a cafecito y vamos a hablar. Primos y primas, all right, it's another episode, and I know it's been a while, so feliz año nuevo, happy new year. Yeah, I haven't been on here in a while for so many different reasons. Took a little break, and sometimes we just need that a little break. You know, the inner me siempre está criticando. I'm always critiquing, like, oh my gosh, I gotta be consistent. But guess what? I am consistent, and I gotta be grateful of my wins. And I wanna just start off that first before I jump into the podcast for today, is that celebrate your wins. Like, yes, we have so many different things that we can improve on in our life, en nuestra vida, pero tenemos que reconocer lo que estamos haciendo bien, okay? We have to recognize what we're doing that is right and what is good. And those extra pressures sometimes just leads us to unexpected expectations, right? And how we're feeling and how it, you know, it really does something to us. So the primero quería decir eso. First, I wanted to talk about that. And then I want to talk about something as we get into the new year, about the seeds that we're planting for our, for, you know, breaking these generational curses and breaking these cycles in our lives. And today's a little bit different. Today, I'm not coming with a story. It's kind of a story, but a little bit different from the podcast of this season. And I want to talk about these seeds that we can start, you know, building, and the, you know, I would say, I didn't want to say excuses because I hate saying that word, because sometimes it is a valid reason and it's not an excuse, but I often say to people, you know, when was the last time you volunteered, or when was the last time that you did this, or what's a nonprofit you're passionate about, or when was the last time you took time to do X, Y, Z? And muchas de las veces, a lot of the times, people constantly, they already know exactly what they're going to say. And, you know, I don't have time. I don't, you know, I can't do it. I'm on a limited income. I'm on, you know, government assistance, or whatever the case may be. First, I want to say, I want to validate who you are and your reason behind not being able to do certain things. I think that we get caught up, even myself, where I have like a chip on my shoulder, and I'm like, no, we got time to be on Instagram scrolling away. You got time. You got 30 minutes of your time. This is the inner me. Okay. Like, you got time to go and volunteer or help out or make a call or draw something or whatever the case may be. But it's not always like that. It's not always, you know, so black and white. And there's gray areas in our lives of reasoning and things that happen. But I want to talk about something that I read. And it was actually very, very powerful. And it's just giving you another perspective of seeds. And I guess it is a story. So it is the same, you know, the same flow that we have for our podcast seasons, for the, this season's podcast. So, una mujer, this woman, you know, she's in the store and she's picking out all these fruits and vegetables, and they just look amazing. And she starts to pick up like the just random fruits and vegetables. And another lady's with her three kids, and she's looking at her and she's like, wow, those fruits and vegetables look really amazing. And the other lady says to her, well, yeah, they're on sale, and, you know, have you ever tried this this fruit, you know? And it, as a matter of fact, it was one of my favorite fruits, is the dragon fruit, and we all know dragon fruit's really never on sale. So the lady, she's like, no, I actually never had it, but it's such a beautiful fruit. So the other woman, she's like, starts to, you know, peel the dragon fruit. She's like, this is how I know that the fruit is good. I just, you know, peel them and I eat them and I really want to know the freshness. And she's like, oh my, you know, I've done that before. Who hasn't done that with a grape, right, at the store? And she starts to talk to the woman about all these different fruits and vegetables. And the woman's there with her kids. She's trying to control her kids. And her kids are intrigued. They're like, oh my gosh, how is it that pink in the middle? And they start asking all these different questions. And the young woman says to her, you know, I wish I can afford this. You know, I'm on government assistance and food stamps and, you know, what they give me in food stamps, I can't even, you know, buy most of the things. And, you know, if you or you know someone or if yourself, you know, the government program, the government assistance, you know firsthand that there are so many different issues in that system that don't set up families for success when it comes to health. And their food choices. Don't even get me started on her women that are pregnant and, you know, just a whole bunch of different things. And so the lady's listening to her and she says to her, no, I can relate because I was on government assistance. And she says, she's like, oh, really? And she's like, oh, yeah, I can relate. So they go into this in conversation about all the, you know, inequalities of the government assistance when it comes to either, you know, food stamps or whatever the case is, or housing. She literally tells her whole story. And she says, but you can use government assistance to change your life. And she's like, what do you mean? Like, we're just sat here talking for 30 minutes. So I want to take a break before I get into the when she said you can change your life. And I want you to think about that these roadblocks that we have in our lives, we see them so clear as one thing. And unless we are open or unless we are surrounded or unless we are exposed to information that will make us think differently, we will still be looking at our perspective in one simple way. So I just want to leave you that for a minute, okay? And as an Afro-Latina, I know firsthand growing up in this country where my perspective of certain things were one way until I opened my eyes or until I brought myself physically into different communities and groups to for me to be able to broaden my knowledge. So she's like, what are you talking about, Dike? You could change your life through government assist, like you can use it as a step up. Like, okay, we just sat here and just talked about how horrible this system is. And she's like, well, let me tell you something. What a lot of people don't know is that whatever the government is telling you, they're just telling you one thing. But we have to seek more information with whatever they're giving us. And she's like, what do you mean? She's like, have you ever read the pamphlets or any of the information that they give you that explains your program? And she's like, oh, yeah, that's how I know that I can't get certain brands. And, you know, my son is he's lacto intolerance and I had to go to the run. She's like, yeah. She's like, but did you also notice that in your pamphlet? What a lot of people don't know is that with your government, your food stamps, you can actually buy fruit trees. You can buy vegetable plants. You can buy vegetable plants. You can buy all these different things. And she's like, what? First of all, when I read this, I was like, I had no idea. Okay. It was beautiful the way that the lady, when she was telling this story, one, she related to her experience, but she was coming across as like, let me show you a new world. So she starts to tell her all the different things and all the different resources that she can learn about which plants that she can grow in her home where, and one major plant is for tomatoes. Everybody knows that tomatoes are something that you can easily grow, but you have to understand, we got to know how to do all this, right? And the children were so intrigued. They kept asking. They were, first of all, it was like they were in the middle of the supermarket having a lesson, you know, one woman to another. And the lady was like, yeah, let me tell you about these resources that I learned about growing my own food. and certain foods that I do use often, or even foods that I always wanted to introduce and I never liked it. And she started going on and on about cilantro and parsley and all these things. And she's like, yeah, I never even thought that I can cook with that. I came from a home where, you know, that we were in the system, and she was in foster care, and they ate a lot of boxed foods, and she didn't start learning about nutrition and start up all these things until she got pregnant and she got into these resources. But she made the effort to go learn about these resources. And so the other woman was just looking at her, and she's like, oh my gosh, like, you're right. I can grow my own food. And if I grow my own food, I can understand, learn about my food, and I can learn about the nutrition that my children need. And I can learn about all these different things, which can ultimately save me money, and I can use that money and allocate it somewhere else. And she was like, yeah, you see? And in just this conversation, and it's so beautiful how knowledge is so powerful. And, you know, with this month, with like Martin Luther King, and the greatness that he has upon our had upon our country, and still has, to be honest with you, it was so amazing how these two women connected in the middle of a grocery store. And that is volunteerism. That is volunteering. That is volunteering. So, you know, you think that, oh, I have to, you know, leave my house and I have to go to American Red Cross and I have to do all the, no, that is volunteering. A simple conversation, volunteering your time, volunteering your knowledge, your power of resources, and being able to uplift another woman. And I want to leave you with this. I want to leave you with this. The woman that was on food stamps, okay, the woman that was on food stamps, the one that was giving all this knowledge, was an African-American woman. And the woman that had the children was of Caucasian descent. And I wanted to reach and say this to you. They both had similar backgrounds. They both have similar experiences. But they don't let those experiences, they didn't let those experiences continue, because they want to break and uplift and break these generational curses just through knowledge. And to me, I feel like that was so powerful. Because at that moment, neither one of them was judging each other. Neither one of them was putting each other down. And however you interpreted this story, you probably thought it was the other way around. Right? I don't know. I'm just saying. Because I thought when I was reading the story, when it was revealed, at first I didn't know what the races were. And it wasn't in my mind. But at first I was thinking, like, Who were these resources? Were these communities? Who is she talking about? Like, all this different information. And so I want to leave you to today's podcast to let you know about these seeds, these planting these seeds of social good. I'm going to call it social good seeds. And are you planting enough seeds in your community, within your family, within whatever it is, the society that experiences you and your presence in this world? Because every time we post on our nonprofit anything about volunteering, anytime I do any interviews or any speaking events and I talk about volunteering, everybody automatically thinks it has to be some huge Peace Corps and kumbaya and I have to sacrifice my life. No, but it starts with sacrificing some time and some moments and some non-judgmental situations in our lives. And so, yes, if you know someone who is in the government system, who could be struggling or maybe not struggling, it could be an elderly person, share this knowledge with them that they can actually buy fruit trees. They can buy these plants that they can go ahead and learn about growing their own food so they don't have to be in the system, meaning that they can go ahead and be self-sustainable. Because if you think about it, anything that the government is giving us, we're always paying for it some way, somehow. Either what we can buy with it, what we can't buy with it, is it healthy enough? And so I just want to leave that with you, that, you know, I respect every single one of you that are listening, and I appreciate you for your time and listening to this podcast, because imagínate, yo estoy hablando y estoy hablando sola. Not really, because you're listening. Pero so I just wanted to leave you with that. And I wanted to say that share more seeds, so more social seeds, social good seeds this year, every day in your life. And there's always opportunity for us to share those seeds. Either we think they're big or grand, and you don't have to share them with the world, because you automatically shared it with that one person, and that is sharing it with the world. And remember, you don't have to be rich or famous to help people. Hasta la próxima. Until next week. Remember, dear God, are we there yet? Wepa! Thank you for tuning in. Show us your love and join the conversation on one of our ruedas sociales, social media, leave a podcast review, and be sure to tune in next week. ¿Y qué ahora? What's next? Check out our website and volunteer today. We have so many virtual volunteer opportunities, and remember, you can be a part of the change in a changing world. Hasta la próxima. Besos!